We continue on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking with Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, who represents District 5, which covers the Motherlode region. Assemblyman Bigelow, we talked a little bit about the economic impacts of COVID-19. Just looking at the economy itself for your district, are there things that you think that the state of California could do to help local businesses?
Well, I think what the California has been doing to help local businesses is perception. You know, from my perspective, closing down businesses doesn't help. I think finding a way to say, let's keep our small businesses open, let them work, but let's have them put together. And we could even help by putting together guidelines so that people could stay open, have the small hardware store open, have the small restaurant open, by just having a limited number of people inside their business. Maybe it's even the small stores where people could go and shop at a boutique and get some knick-knack stuff that they need. There's little things like that I think that the governor should take a look at instead of just having it all or nothing. And I think that's where he's made a bit of a mistake in just saying, close the door fast and hard. But nonetheless, we still have to be cognizant and aware that this pandemic is a huge issue, and it is growing rapidly. I just, for a moment, you got to recognize 54 active cases in Calaveras and 24 active cases in Tuolumne. That's real close right there in proximity. And for the size of population, you know, that's just what's happening right now. Those numbers are growing, and there's a larger number that goes with that set of folks who have been impacted by it in the community. So we have to be really careful to not go out. And when we sometimes don't know because we're asymptomatic, it's hard to know. Remember, I talked about my friend. That person in the room may never even know that they had COVID, and it just went to someone else. We've heard that story over and over in the news. So we have to be aware. So I think the governor is trying to do what he can do, but I think that he's been a little too heavy-handed. I think he's been too heavy-handed in releasing prisoners from our jails. People who have done some pretty ugly crimes are now being turned loose. And I'm not sure, I'm not confident that they're fully rehabilitated and ready to go back into society. So there's some things that I think the governor and I would definitely disagree on, but you got to be reasonable and think things through as well.
On that topic of business activity, you know, CEQA reform comes up every couple of years, it seems, at the state capitol. Has there been much discussion lately about any type of reforms with the California Environmental Quality Act?
There really hasn't been. There's been member-to-member type of discussion, bipartisan type of discussion that's taken place to reform some of that, but nothing has made its way through. The committee chairs today have been given a tremendous amount of authority by not allowing bills to be heard, and the particular committees that those bills would go through, that particular committee chair is vehemently opposed to any change. In fact, he'd like to make it more difficult, more challenging with CEQA. So I just don't know, but I do know that members are talking, and when you start seeing bipartisanship efforts and agreement on CEQA, I think we're going to have to see something happen fairly soon, because we saw far too many waivers to CEQA for special circumstances. And those are the stadiums. Those are the big dollar items. And I think that when we're looking at the difficulty of starting housing and getting housing, which we're having a housing shortage, you can't get a project through that doesn't take, you know, $20 to $30 million to go through the process of getting approved and see nothing for your money when it gets shot down at the end. So people are less likely to invest in preparing the land and getting it ready to develop. So I think we're going to start seeing more and more increases in our numbers for housing needs. So I think that combination of things is going to say we need CEQA reform, and we're going to have to have it now.
How about actually voting at the state capitol? Do you still physically have to come into the room, or is the state looking at virtual voting? How does that work?
It's an interesting topic. The Senate has said virtual is okay. The Assembly says no, it's not constitutionally something we can do. This week, I've heard discussion, and it may actually come about Thursday, to take a vote and see if we can vote virtually versus being in the Capitol. Either way, I'm good, but I'm not so good or excited about virtual. I'd rather be in person. I'd rather be there where I can see and feel the tenor of someone's voice in person. And I'd rather have the ability to have dialogue, that true dialogue versus just virtual, where you can sometimes get in and sometimes not get in.
Well, it's been a good update on issues at the state capitol. You know, we've got just a couple minutes left. Any other things that are keeping you busy these days?
You know what? 7 granddaughters that all want to go in different directions would like a little more time with their grandpa. That's kept me busy.
And I can imagine.
The time at home has given me time to reflect and work on probably the last 8 years worth of projects that I have been putting off. But I enjoy doing this. I love the challenges that it presents and the opportunities for success in working through dynamic issues. So I don't know if I can say any more than I'm very fortunate to be able to do what I'm doing. I thank the people for allowing me to do this job, DJ. But let me ask you, what do you think could be done better? What is something that BJ thinks?
Pretty loaded question. I don't know if we'd have enough time to get into it during these final minutes, but that's good questions for everybody to think about and how we can improve what's happening around us. So
I know, and you're a good weather vane for that, because you hear it from the people who call in and talk to you. I would encourage people to do just that: call in and talk to folks like yourself. Right now it's really hard to get in to talk to me. I know that, and I apologize to the people for that. Normally my door is always open, but unfortunately the Capitol has been closed down. But I promise to be back out in the community as soon as we're allowed to get back out there and listen to everyone and take time to be with you.
Speaking of the weather, we have just a minute left. Is water issues something? It was another dry winter. Is that something that's kind of been pushed off to a later date as well for discussion?
No, I don't think it's really been pushed off. I think it's at the forefront. I think we just saw the courts rule that the appointed water commission basically has full control of our water in so many different ways. They've ruled that they can continue to, without the courts have ruled that the water board can now let the water all go out to the ocean. And with the limited water that we have, that's a significant concern. And certainly having another dry year and such with less water is pretty difficult. All you have to do is go look at the lakes right now, and they're looking pretty peaked at this moment.
Well, Assemblyman Bigelow, we've run out of time, but thank you so much again for coming on today.
Thank you very much, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Can we thank Assemblyman Frank Bigelow for being our guest on Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.